A museum in Cairo that was damaged by a car bomb 3 years ago recently opened its doors again. The Museum of Islamic Art houses some of the most important treasures of Islamic culture. NPR's Jane Araf was there to take a look.
Sufi dancers whirl in the stone courtyard of the museum, their spotless white robes billowing. It's a form of prayer. You can see it in the look of pure devotion in the dancers' faces. Inside, the Museum of Islamic Art is full of other expressions of devotion. The painstaking work of artists and craftspeople over the richest centuries of innovation in the Islamic world. Shahinda Karim, a professor of Islamic art, takes diplomats and journalists into the new galleries.
You're not talking about one country, and you're not talking about one dynasty. You're talking about countries from Spain to China, and from centuries from the 7th until today.
Karim shows us incredibly intricate wooden panels with repeating patterns of interlocking geometric shapes, incense burners covered in gold and diamonds, floral patterned Persian carpets so finely woven they're almost paper thin.
This is a masterpiece of a carpet. It's from the Safavid, which is the 16th century from Persia.
And miniature paintings of palace life so finely drawn that a single squirrel hair was used as a paintbrush. Near the entrance is a delicate enameled glass bottle from Syria, more than 800 years old. It's one of 169 objects restored after the blast 3 years ago. You can see where it was glued back together. Karim says the damage to the museum was devastating.
We cried so much when we first saw it, because a lot of what you see today standing was in pieces.
The U.S. government helped repair the museum's intricate stone and wood facade. The United Arab Emirates provided the money to renovate the interior. Signs in the museum remind people of the scientific and artistic contributions of what some call the Golden Age of Islam. The exhibits include an engraved astrolabe, one of the first devices used to navigate by the stars. Karim from the American University in Cairo believes the museum will help counter negative images of Islam.
It will show people that this was one of the most advanced cultures. And you have to see it through art, because it's art that shows you the beauty.
Outside, Egypt's Minister of Antiquities says the reopening is proof that terrorism will not cripple the country with fear. And then the music. Attuned to the heavens, the dancers whirl on. Jane Araf, NPR News, Cairo.